This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Well, it's game time, everybody. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey in the big game, Arizona and the Rams. It's in L.A., 8:15 on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN+. Again, kickoff is at 8:15. Coverage well before that. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. And now we bring in our good friend, the Hall of Famer, Steve Young. Steve, how you doing?
Great, Michael. How are you?
Good. What game struck you? What game are you still thinking about of the first five?
Well, on the upside, the Chiefs, I said a week ago, because of what they've been through this year, the challenges that the league zoned them up, forced them to be patient, forced them to slow down, they gained a lot of, maturity and facing it. Well, like anything, when you grow and you mature, you actually are more dangerous. So I think the Chiefs kind of showed that this weekend again. And then the Bills as well. You know, the Bills are the team that put away all the ghosts of the past, dominated, and now you got to think about how dominant are they. Next week's game is going to be huge. So those are on the upside. The downside is the Cowboys. How long, Michael, how long do we have to watch a team that, like, I give the example of your dad gives you a car, right? And you don't really care about the car as much, but if you earn the money for the car and buy it, you care about it a lot. You take care of it, you wax it, you have oil change, everything else. Same thing with the Cowboys. They're, all the players are given a status that they have not earned. The idea that the whole league is essentially, you know, all of the Cowboys, and they never get. And so there's a lack of grit. There's a lack of, you can't hold the owner accountable because he doesn't have a coach that is accountable. He doesn't own the locker room. When Mike McCarthy walks in the locker room, no one listens. They listen to the owner. So you see that come out all the time, you know? And I think in many ways that's what I took out of yesterday.
But it's just a lack of intelligence too, Steve. I mean, the Gregory holding penalty, that's not having a clue. That final play, they could blame the officials all they want, Steve. Tell me the end game of running that quarterback sneak in that situation.
It's terrible. So, I mean, in so many ways, you just see the example of what I just said, the overview. I gave you the overview. Now let's get to the nitty-gritty. It's just foolishness. You don't get – look, they got out-coached in every direction yesterday. If you wonder the NFL, hey, does coaching matter? Watch the – see 49er versus Cowboys and watch what's happened. Watch the penalties. Watch the discipline. Watch all the parts of it that you just described. The last play, can you get down to the 40? Think about it. Do you want two plays at the end zone and from the 40? Or do you want to go for one? Okay, I can have that. I can have a conversation about it. Like, well, I'd rather have two plays from the 40, but so you want to sneak it, you want to figure that out, fine, go ahead. But with 14 seconds to go, everybody knows 17 is the Maginot line for a play to be run to have enough time to make sure that you get to the line of scrimmage, you get it snapped. So now you're 3 seconds shy, you're at 14. You really got to be buttoned up. You got to get back to the ball, hand it to the referee, because you got to know the referee's got to spot it. Anybody who's smart knows that I got to get it, not to the center. Center's not going to help me. He's not going to all of a sudden just, give it to the center. We'll snap it and we'll go. The official has to touch it. So get it to the official. Force him down, and you probably make it pretty easily in the 14 seconds. But by 14, you know that you've now risked a chance to even go for it if you don't get that done. And so in many ways, you make a good point that is, like, you got it's maddening coaching gaffes that quarterbacks then exacerbate because of it, and I think that's exactly what happened.
All right, let's talk about the quarterback. I look, and obviously you can correct me. I look at Dak Prescott, Steve, and I go, elite stuff. If he was a pitcher, he has elite stuff. But if he was a pitcher, he has no idea where the ball's going. I don't think he's an elite quarterback. I think he's a middle of the road quarterback. Your thoughts?
I think that he's a middle of the road quarterback in Dallas. He has plenty of talent, plenty of everything I just described, but there's things that are missing that I think you need help to play great quarterback. I think that if he can go huddle on the other side of the ball yesterday, I think that they waltz. I think he's that kind of a talent. Give him a coach like Kyle Shanahan, and then we'll see what he can do. I mean, we don't ever get to say that, so we're going to have to – we got to nick Dak because in the end, the quarterback is responsible. Coach and quarterback are responsible, so I'm not trying to get him off the hook. What I'm saying is I don't know that he gets the help that I would rather him – but here he is in Dallas, so we got to deal with that. So if he's going to stay in Dallas, he's got to be better. There's no question I put a lot on him from yesterday. He did some things that are not smart and not good.
Well, then the same question has to get asked of Jalen Hurts. Do you see a guy – now, you're someone who started off being able to utilize your legs, and then as time went on, you became one of the best passers in the game. Could that happen for Jalen Hurts, or is this going to be what he is?
Peter, that's exactly what I asked Jalen Hurts when I interviewed him 2 weeks ago. Jalen, today you are a runner who can throw, and I was the same way. And you have to mature – and graduate into a thrower and really an elite thrower who can run. That's the dominant place to be. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, there's a number of guys, what Josh Allen's doing, what Patrick Mahomes is doing. That's where you need to get to. And so how do you do that? Well, you can be in Baltimore and be damned, because in the way they want Lamar to just stay Lamar. Like, you just do you, Lamar. Well, the problem is, do you, Lamar, is a great runner, explosive runner who can throw. That's never going to get there. By definition. So he's damned there. But to me, if you're going to be Jalen Hurts, you've got to now say in the offseason, how do I tie my legs up emotionally, psychologically, so that I can actually be forced? Because the guys that learn the position are the guys that can't run. Mac Jones, what he's doing as a rookie, what Dan Marino did, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, those guys weren't going anywhere. So they were forced to get to that elite throwing place. Jalen has anyone like that. And I say the same thing to every dual threat quarterback. You will end up being a guy that can run around maybe and throw the ball okay. Never gets you there. You need to get to a place of an elite thrower. And the only way to do that is to work at it like as if you can't run around. Because as long as you always think, well, I can always just run around, you'll never get there.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask about Garoppolo, Don. It's amazing. It's like he's two different guys. Sometimes you look at him and you go, wow, you could see why he took a team to the Super Bowl. And he throws an interception like that. And now, since you're retired, he is clearly the best-looking quarterback in the game. But what is he as a quarterback?
He is he's a guy that would be a tremendous baseball player, right? Because baseball players need to get – they play every day. You go 0-for-4, you get into a slump, you don't worry about it, you don't think about it. You're not in your head, you're not really thinking about, all the ins and outs and the detail. And I think that he's really good at being able to just put things away. And you've seen him do that, like against the Rams. Like, oh, I threw an interception, I could have lost the game. That's okay, it's fine, I'm okay. And so in that way, he's got a great quick release. He's going to be the best Jimmy Garoppolo is with Kyle Shanahan. If he doesn't stay in San Francisco, you will not see as good of a player. You're going to see the best of who he is. He is a guy that can get on a run and can do some great things. But constantly, the coach is trying to manage him because of the things that the tedious things that it's not really built for. And in that way, that's why you see the goofball stuff. You're like, what are you doing? And I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to get some elite throws. A guy that's free and easy, being really well coached, And so you're going to get some great stuff, and then you're going to get some stuff that Kyle Shanahan moved up and traded 2 years of first-round draft choices trying to get away from, right? And so you see both sides of that.
Are there too many playoff teams?
Yeah, in a way, right? Because there's the value of getting there. But I understand they want extra games. They got 7 games in a wild card weekend. I mean, 6 games in a wild card weekend instead of 4. I think that over the years we'll look back, Don, and we'll think, the good old days, you know, when it was more elite. 2 guys got byes. I just think that it really brings – it creates elite – I know there's an elite status to the playoffs that I think create that you get when you do that. But, again, we sound like old people just, you know, moaning and complaining in the end.
Did you ever think, Steve, that we would live to see Bill Belichick really get undressed defensively? I mean, he had no answers for Josh Allen. What happened?
I think that in the end – Josh Allen's really good when he gets on a run, and he's smart. You talk about the tedious things that I just talked about. He's getting a chance to handle them. And I feel like there's a lot of mental grit that team is building and he's building as a young player. I feel like Josh is a guy that you can see the supreme talent, how he can move and throw, and there's nothing he can't do. But he had to try to figure out how to manage it in an NFL way, and in a way that, you know – in a mature way that you gain over time from tough losses, big wins. And I feel like Josh is going to be now for the next 10 years in a good spot. And I think that, you know, Bill doesn't have, as good as a rookie season. I mean, it was an amazing rookie season for Mac. But Mac's a guy that's not going to be able to move around much, and they're going to have to be – Mac's going to have to keep getting better and better and better to stay up with a guy like Josh Allen who can do so much more with his legs. That for free, right? It's like all these extra plays that get done. I said in 2021, this is the era of the dynamic moving quarterback because there's so much space in the college-like NFL. The flats are open. The middle of the field's on patrol. The defenses are, you know, it's an unfair fight. I keep talking about that. The quarterback gets to take advantage of that, and the dynamic moving quarterback gets the full measure of it. And a guy that can't move as much needs to actually do more. So I think Bill Belichick did as much as he could possibly do this year. I thought it was spectacular. They put themselves back into the playoffs after a 1 year. I mean, it's amazing what they did. Now they just got to get better.
How does Matthew Stafford handle what I'm assuming is immense pressure tonight?
Matthew's been around a long time. Look, it's 2 different kinds of pressure, I'll admit. But when you play in Detroit, you – and by the way, I'm being taken underground to the stadium. I don't know if I lose you. I apologize, but – when you play in Detroit, and I feel like there should be a statue out in front of Matthew Stafford for what he accomplished over his years and how hard I know that is and the rigor of that. There's shoes that he wore to do that are Hall of Fame kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that you don't get to the Hall of Fame by doing that. No one notices as much as what maybe I did and what he accomplished. But now he gets in L.A., and now he has to wear the championship shoes, the golden shoes, with all the players around, all the expectations. And he needs to graduate into being able to do that. And that's new for Matthew. So the pressure, I don't think it's going to get to him. He's seen pressure his whole life. I don't think it's the pressure. It's the expectations of what you need to, in just like anything. I'm in a different spot. I'd say Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick loves to come from, you know, off the bench. He's tremendous. He's one of the best ever. But you line him up as the guy in August and he has to go play. And then expectations, it just is different. There's different guys respond to different things. Matthew Stafford might be somebody that just loves to be in a really tough environment where it's so difficult, you can hardly see straight because, so little help like in Detroit. But then when you're the guy that in the golden shoes, maybe he doesn't feel the same way and react the same way. And I think that's what tonight is really a chance to tell us one way or another. I think, Don, you asked the question. Because he hasn't won a playoff game. You're not sure who he is. I'm telling you, he is one of the best players in the last 10 years. But I can't prove it to you because I can't show you those big moments in the playoffs. That's why tonight is so important.
Should be a great game. I know they're taking you to the set, so we thank you for coming on, Steve, as always. Enjoy the game.
Okay, guys, take care.
You got it. You know, speaking of Ryan Fitzpatrick, this Peters quarterback. Did you see that he was sitting shirtless in the stands in Buffalo?
Say what?
He went to the Buffalo game and was taking pictures with people, and he had no shirt on in 5-degree weather.
Well, can I ask a couple questions here?
Sure, absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Why was he there?
Well, he had a nice run in Buffalo, I guess, right? So he feels a kinship there.
Okay.
I'm seeing the shirtless video of him right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot I have issues with on this.
All right, we'll come back, see what those issues are. Got a lot of stuff to do. More phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. It's amazing, Don. 3 straight questions. Those were what I was going to ask. We are of the same mind.
We are simpatico.
That's amazing. I never asked what Peter was going to ask, ever. It's strange. Kay LeGrego, Rosenberg, and you on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.